De Gaulle! È finita! È finita! È finita!
Bravi.
È finita! In cielo è azzurro! Sopra Berlino! Siamo campioni del mondo!
Buono il controllo di Camoranesi, il pallone per doppiare un aereo di gol!
Chiedo a Inzaghi, Inzaghi, posizione di gol, Inzaghi, 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 super! Pippo Inzaghi!
Prodotti si è liberato, pallonetto, Francesco! Totti! Un gol pazzesco!
Gol di grosso! Tutto calcio!
Hey everyone, welcome back to week 4 of Tutto Calcio Weekly, the number one Serie A podcast on iTunes. Thank you for all our listeners for listening in this past month. It's our 1 month anniversary, and we'd like to start it off with a bang this week. Good week in soccer, and here's Aydin to tell you what's up.
Well, first of all, we just want to say we were reading on goal.com the other day that supposedly last week we weren't on because there was some kind of row between us. We just want to say that's completely false. There's no truth to it.
My lawyers told me not to comment, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's pretty much all false, alright? So don't believe what you read out there.
Yeah.
But let's get right into it. Week 36
of Serie A.
Calcio.
Milan-Inter to start off with. Milan with a dominating, convincing, completely overpowering win against Inter. Helpless. Inter.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some small team from Milan. The smaller team of Milan. The sister team. Younger daughter, if you want. 2-1. And a good match. Good point match. Milan finally playing good this season.
Playing well.
Well. Inzaghi pretty much cemented his place in the Italian national team, which is going on. We're going to be talking about later. Seedorf, great match. Orchestrated the midfield very nicely.
Shot his pants a few times.
No, he's got a really big...
Yeah.
Anyways, come on.
Anyways, it was pretty good. Cross from Kaká. So it was the second half, right? What minute was that?
Yeah. It was the 64th minute. All right. And 52nd minute. So it was a good match. Inzaghi... He made up for his missed chances earlier in the game. And... then Kaká, I mean, Mike Cohen kind of just, like, he realized that they were going to lose, so he just gave up. And
no, it was actually Vieira had a bad pass or whatever.
Yeah, but Mike Cohen could have done better. And then Cruz got a, you know, like, Kalaš could have died for it, but, you know, he decided not to, and Cruz got a lucky goal. But overall, good match. Pedro Ambrosini played really, really well. I was really impressed with our midfield. Very nice display from our midfield. Kaká was doing really well. And Seedorf, those two behind Inzaghi, his usual self. Then Gattuso, Pirlo, and Rossini doing pretty well. Gattuso, you know, I think he's saving himself for Euros, really.
A question. Does this open up the Scudetto race?
That's a good question, really. With Siena beating Juve and Inter having to play Siena next week, I don't know. That's a tricky match because Siena doesn't have anything to play for, but they still managed to beat Juve. So but it's gonna be at the San Siro. So I personally I want to see it happen, but I think Inter's gonna beat Siena regardless.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're gonna close it up next week at home.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, bastards.
Pretty nice banners from the derby. There's this one banner that had the date of the Champions League final, and it said first centenary celebration, but still the same old Inter, referring to them in the Champions League still not being able to make the final, so
it's quite funny, hilarious.
And there was an Italian.
I was lolling and ruffling.
What is this lolling and ruffling? Anyways, that was I'm on Setanta Sports, but with Jose Mourinho. If you don't know,
half of you probably don't know what it is.
Yeah, YouTube, check it out. But anyways, in the middle of the banner showed a drunk Homer on the couch. It's pretty funny, and he had this
with
Scudetto.
An asterisk.
Yeah,
on
he
it.
Had the Scudetto mark behind him with the asterisk on him. So I thought that was
pretty funny.
That was a classy touch.
It was. You guys gotta check that out. And then another important game, especially for European spots, and Roma still trying to get into the Scudetto race.
Yep, yep.
Sampdoria, Roma. Roma taking it 3-0.
Actually, before we go to that, Milan overtook Fiorentina to take that fourth Champions League spot with the win against Inter.
At one point, we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, with two tough games to go, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Sampdoria holding it up pretty well until about the second half, so probably midway into it.
I think they dominated the first half.
They hit the post like 3-4 times.
Two times. Off a header and a deflected shot. But Cassano should have had at least a goal by the first half. But Doni, nice saves though.
Doni did well. Panucci with the header again.
Again.
Hopefully we'll have some of those in Euro 2008.
If he plays.
Yeah, he probably will because Oddo's out and or maybe Zambrotta.
Actually, Oddo is. I think he's getting back to fitness. But anyways, yeah, good game. Sampdoria in the second half really just kind of shut off and waited for the counterattack, which...
Well, Cassano was taken off pretty early. Cassano was taken off in the
80th minute, so not that early at all. Actually...
Domenica Sportiva made it look early, right?
But, you know, Montella actually got in the 85th, and Bonazzoli in the 80th, and...
Stop reading off the subs, right?
Yeah. But I don't know.
Pizarro having a nice shot.
Roma, you know, they were able to, you know, stop Sampdoria from scoring.
It's a shame they're hitting form like after Totti gets injured rather than before when they were playing Livorno.
Or when it's too late to catch up to Inter.
Yeah, basically. So not a bad game.
Yeah. Cicinho, Pizarro, and Panucci with the goals. Pizarro with like a laser down the right.
Yeah, Cicinho. Cicinho had that one shot basically curving into the.
Yeah,
I thought it was Vucinic actually when I did the review.
Vucinic actually had the pass to Cicinho.
Yeah, but, I mean, just like from behind, it looked like him. So let's go into the Fiorentina Cagliari game. Fiorentina basically hanging over.
Well, they played. I can't blame them. They played 120 minutes a few days earlier. So
yeah, and Cagliari's still a relegation battle.
No, they're actually almost.
Well,
safe.
I mean, now they were now. But
even before, they were pretty much safe. But yeah, anyways. Cagliari, Jeddah, and Conti with the goal, or no?
They weren't
Conti,
safe. They had 35 points before this.
And
they were right above the relegation.
Yeah, so but
by like 1 point,
by like a few points actually, I think. But
because they have 38 right now.
We'll talk about that later. Cagliari, they just took advantage of Fiorentina, you know, being pretty lackluster and just not having the energy that
defense
they really
was
had.
Horrible. I don't know how that guy got a header.
Yeah,
Jeddah
he's like 5 foot, like something.
Yeah, I don't know how he got a header onto that. And then Conti
with a tap in from a pass from
which was offside,
Matri.
By the way, actually, when they showed it again, the guy who passed it to Conti was offside.
Matri.
Huh?
It was Matri. Yeah.
Basically, like, he was offside before. I forgot who shot it the first time. Mm-hmm. Hit the goalie saved it, but the guy was offside at the time.
The Frey shot. Yeah.
The
shot that he blocked.
Yeah. So that was offside.
Whatever.
And then Santana getting
and that pretty nice goal. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. But
Mutu got a red card at the end, so without Mutu next week,
that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I don't. Fiorentina is not that great without Mutu, you know.
Yeah, but it depends on who they're playing. We'll look at that too. Pazzini missed a good chance.
Pazzini. We're used to that though. But
Mutu missed the sitter too. I don't know what was up with Fiorentina. I think they're still coming over that loss to Rangers in the semifinal.
I mean, which is pretty disappointing because they really deserve to win that match.
Yeah, I mean, Rangers playing anti-football just like they always do against Barcelona. And
putting 11 men behind, be in the box, just, you know, hoping to go to penalties.
Yeah.
And they did their job. Can't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, they got to do what they got to do to win. Next game, we'll go to Juve Siena.
Yeah, nice goal, won the game.
Actually, I thought the goal should have been dangerous play from Kharja.
Kharja?
He brought his foot up and went cleats up. Chiellini.
I think they were both going in for it, though.
But Chiellini kicked upwards, and that guy came down on it with his cleats down. That's dangerous.
Yeah, but Chiellini's cleats were up as well.
No, it wasn't. He kicked
like,
up.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That.
And, but, you know, that was a 50-50 call, and I guess, you know, ref, either you play on or play, you know.
It wasn't a 50-50 call, but either way,
whatever.
Pretty bad to...
It was up in the air. Let's just put it that way. And
Juve is not motivated right now. They really don't have much to play for. They're secured in third.
They were never going
to
get second.
I mean, the way Roma's playing right now, and the way they're in the Scudetto race, so they're not going to quit.
Yeah, it really pisses me off that Roma lost to Siena and tied to Livorno and lost to Lazio, because they'd have this good that they're pretty much wrapped up if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I mean, they've been getting the help that they need. Like, Juve beat Inter, yeah. Milan beat them.
Napoli beat them,
so they've been getting the help they need. They just need to help themselves.
Yeah.
Or they should have helped themselves. It's kind of a little too late.
That's what separates them from the top three in Italy, over history, over time, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't have the balls to go and get it themselves. Anyways... Yeah.
Just going to whatever is left.
Relegation.
Big
relegation matches. Livorno's pretty much relegated.
I guess Spinelli's raincoat, the lucky raincoat, didn't really help him out this season.
Well, it didn't rain, so I don't understand why he put it in that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was funny, because right on Domenico Sportivo, when I showed it, he was shaking his head right in the show of the sport. I was just cracking up.
Poor guy, you know, he's been through much, and, you know...
It's disgraceful, out of fans.
He deserves everything he's getting right now. But, Livorno tried to fight back.
Emotional moment in the 57th minute, Donny scoring. I believe he became the top goal scorer
for Atalanta.
Yeah, he was crying like a little bitch for a few minutes there.
Well, he's been a decent player throughout history.
Yeah,
played a World Cup with Italy.
Who hasn't played a World Cup with Italy?
Cassano?
Yeah. Favago played a Euro Cup.
Really?
It's a legend, man, Favali.
And,
Freire Pinto.
Pretty nice goal. Took it down the middle, you know, and then shot in a different way he was facing. So
Fausto Rossini, one of the most awkward looking guys.
Yeah, he's like a samurai, like an Italian samurai.
Yeah,
he's one of the worst players I've ever seen in Serie A. Seriously, like, I don't know why he's playing.
Usually comes on about the 70th minute.
Doesn't do much, but he got a tap in this time. So and he almost missed it.
Yeah. Alduin had a crazy goal. Did you see that one?
No, I did not. I wish I did.
He chipped the goalie from, outside the box.
He's been pretty clutch for Atalanta this season.
Well, he might go to Olympics because he's still, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, from what I heard.
Yeah, so Atalanta getting a 3-2 win.
And Livorno with 1 foot in Serie B. Dun-dun-dun.
No, they're pretty much... Even if they win the next two games, it would depend on how Catania or
Empoli or Parma
do.
Yeah. But I think they're relegated because they've actually got some tough matches up ahead, I think.
I would hate to see Parma and Empoli relegated, though.
I wanted to see Parma more than Empoli, really, because Parma, you know...
Parma's got some good talent on that
team. Yeah, it's just that I think you're still feeling the effects from the Parmalat financial crisis a few years back. They never really got back to their old selves.
Yeah, and
even with Reginaldo on their team. And Lucarelli.
Lucarelli had a goal.
But that's...
We'll talk about that, hold on.
Yeah.
Do we
have to?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Catania Regina.
Catania, I told you. I called this when Zenga first got here. He's gonna.
They were horrible before he came.
They were in the upper bottom table. Not
upper bottom table. Nice.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't as close to relegation as they were with who was the guy? The fat guy. The fat coach. What's his name? That kicked somebody. Baldini.
That shoe went pretty far up.
I bet if it was Mancini, he would have wanted some more. Anyway, he's just bringing Catania down and just let's hope.
Amoruso getting two goals on there.
Lucky for Catania, not enough games left in the season for them to get relegated.
I'd like to see them relegated actually.
They've got some good talent though. Vargas, you know, I think
Mascata
is a pretty good player. And
they're saying Spinazzi might leave at the end of the season.
Spinazzi is a decent player.
They have decent players. They're not that good. Empoli losing at home 1-0 to.
I'm telling you, any shot Quagliarella takes from 30 yards out is going in. I mean,
as long as it's on Bali. It was a ridiculous goal. The goalie should have had that. It was such a blunder. And Giovinco.
It kind of took up a weird bounce though, seriously. Sorry.
Stop smoking weed.
It took a weird bounce right in front of him, so.
Yeah, not that weird of a bounce, right? He had his foot on it. I don't know why he didn't just kick it out. Giovinco getting a penalty, but missing it. He didn't miss it. The goalie saved it. Other than that, he had a really good game. I mean, he looked like the only dangerous
penalty
player
was kind of like it was on the borderline, so.
Penalty? No, I think he got pushed down. I mean, okay. It wasn't a soft call. It wasn't a clear foul.
I didn't see it actually. So.
Yeah, so stop talking.
Empoli just digging deeper. You know,
I like Gigi Cagni and I like Empoli at least some of the.
And Gigi Cagni should have took the dream job when he had the chance.
Yeah,
should have took the Iran job.
Yeah. Did we already talk about Lazio Palermo?
No, we did not actually. Muslera with his first save of the season on a penalty. first save. When you see the emotion in his eyes, like he actually saved the ball. He was kind of surprised at first.
Yeah, he was. Hondev getting the penalty in the 25th minute. It was pretty clear. Yeah, it was pretty clear.
But pretty embarrassing loss for
Lazio. Exactly. Like they had it all until the end, and then Amaury scoring two goals. He's looking good, huh?
Looking pretty good.
You guys want to sign him?
Not gonna get called up though.
Yeah, I don't think he was gonna get called up. But you guys want to sign him?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? You play really well with Flamini.
Nah, I'm alright.
Alright.
Cause we're too busy getting Ronaldinho. Nah, he's not coming.
I think he might.
Nah.
Parma getting a crucial win against Genoa.
Yeah, but it was an ugly game. Ugly game.
Yeah, Cristiano Lucarelli
with a pretty, you know, like, it's like that goal he had a couple weeks ago, that header that really should have not gone in. Like, he gets goals
just
like
solid
that.
Solid play.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. He put one hand on the international call-up to Euro 2008. Hopefully he'll get on there and start over Luca Toni.
Who's got bigger nose than his feet? See that guy? Who's got big feet? And he's got a bigger nose. Ooh. Lucarelli.
No.
Yeah.
I was just kidding about that, guys.
What about his nose?
There's a sense of sarcasm. A little bit of sarcasm.
Okay. That's pretty, you know...
The last game, Torino getting a crucial win over Napoli 2-1. Napoli can't buy a game outside of their San Siro, San Paolo.
Well, and, like, I didn't think Torino was going to win another game. But I guess they're pretty much Torino's...
I'd like to see Torino go down.
I think there's still a good possibility that there's, like, six teams in still, so...
Well, Torino's at 37, Parma at 34, so...
Well, Torino's safe. But,
Torino's not safe. They have two more games to play, and they're only 3 points above.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, they're not favorites, I'm sorry.
Well, they have to play Livorno.
Yeah.
They're safe.
Well, if Rossini comes on pretty
good. Fausto Rossini, if he comes on and scores a hat trick, yeah.
His name is Fausto, anyways. Nah, I'm just joking. I love all the Faustos out there. But,
There's just Rossini.
I didn't think Torino was going to win, and they won. So that's basically it.
Yeah, I'm kind of done talking about that.
Rosina scored a penalty.
He's really good on those penalties. He always sends the goalie the wrong way. He's not bad. Di Michele is showing some emotion, scoring after a long injury.
And this is the 59th anniversary of the airplane crash that killed most of Torino's like golden team, where they were like, they were the top team in Torino.
So now we're going to the transfer market.
They were the top team in Torino until then. But anyways, if you don't want to hear about that, then whatever.
Milan signing Mathieu Flamer. I mean, Flamini today.
Come on, you're on his balls when you've wanted to sign him, and now that we signed him.
It's fine, dude. I mean, $4 million a year. Yeah, whatever. You guys.
Yeah, but on for free.
For free, whatever. I mean, he's a good player. He's a solid player. Kudos to Milan.
I think we have the best midfield now.
We'll see. Compared
to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Compared to him.
Compared to every other team in the world, other than Galaxy.
Fourth place. I'm just saying, you can't really.
That's because we don't have a goalie kind of or a plane. Defense any other kind of position.
Yeah. I really think you guys should get Frey. You guys have been linked with him lately.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get him.
You think so?
Yeah, but unfortunately that they're linking Gila and Brocchi for as a player swap. And Brocchi, I'm fine with him leaving, but I really don't want Gila to leave.
Brocchi's a solid player.
If Tony were to come in this summer, as some rumors suggest, I think him and Gila, or him and Pato, would form such a great partnership up front.
I don't see Tony leaving Bayern, I mean, especially now that they're in Champions League.
It could happen. He left Fiorentina when he scored like 35 goals.
He didn't make Champions League though.
Yeah, but still.
He said he was going to come back to Italy, but not just yet.
We'll see, because
Alessio Secco being hit by, I don't know, he gets into a motorcycle accident. Not too many wishes sent his way from the Juve fans.
I hope he recovers fast, and I hope he lives a good life.
For your guys' sake, he hasn't made one good transfer. He's made one good transfer.
Whoa! You're trying to say we're making good transfers? We signed one guy in the past, one young good player.
We signed two players. Past,
okay, yeah. In the past 25 years, no.
No. Inter's still being linked with. Who is it? I don't know. They're not Ringo. They don't know who they want.
Ronaldinho, Nasri, and Villa, Drogba. Hold on. Who else? Maluda. Yeah. So, look for Inter to fail on every single player they're trying to sign again.
Yeah.
They got Manish, though.
They got Manish is on the loan, actually.
Yeah, they're going to get him, though.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Guy sucks balls.
Roma's still trying to figure out who their owner is going to be. I really don't have much. much information on it, but it seems like Soros is out.
Well, I mean, there's reports that he's, you know, there's like, yeah, I heard there, but there, I don't know, I read somewhere that he still might, you know, be in it.
I really don't know what's going on there.
No, I do. No, seriously, they were talking about it yesterday.
No, I mean, like, you wouldn't really know what's
going on. No, not really, no.
That's what I didn't mean, like, you
personally. But, what's her name? Since he's been getting death threats because the club, the fans think they don't, that she's trying to, you know, stop from...
She's hot. Yeah.
She's mean.
Yeah, anyways,
Ice cold mean.
Blasi is saying he wants to stay at Napoli, that's fine with me.
But nobody cares. Rossi had a pretty good game with Villarreal this week, and some rumors that he might be coming back to Italy.
Yeah, I doubt that. I don't know. He's playing really well. It looks like they're making a Champions League run.
They're in second place. You know, pretty much got Champions League tied down automatically.
Juve need to sign someone. It says that they're going after Xabi Alonso after failing to sign Flamini, which isn't bad, but not exactly my first choice.
He's getting up there.
Who, what?
How old is Xabi Alonso? Like 29, 30?
29. He's like 26 years old.
Oh, really? Never mind then.
Yeah. So that'd be pretty ideal. Sissoko's saying he wants to play next to him next season, so we'll see what happens. I don't think we can rely on Thiago anymore. So yeah. We'll see.
And now you don't reject a move to Palermo. Why the hell would you do that? I think he'd be pretty good at Palermo, but
I think Inter would still want to sign. That's about it for the transfer market. I mean,
yeah, you know, I mean, summer's almost here. You know, getting the first real signs of life in a transfer.
The transfer market. I actually think the off season sometimes better. I mean, not better, but almost as exciting as the season itself, because every day you hear things about another player, and then, I mean,
anyways, on to the Azzurri now. A lot of talk about, you know, after these past few weeks, good performances from Inzaghi, Cassano, Del Piero. Inzaghi with 9 goals in the past 5 games, I think he's called up for sure, because, Donadoni pretty much favors Milan players, and with Inzaghi playing,
Fortunately,
yeah. And with Inzaghi playing so great as of late, you know, he's scoring a lot of goals, you know, so I think he's going to get called up. I think he's got a few sub appearances in Euros in him.
He's not a bad player to have on the
bench. He's a super sub, yeah. He's like in the World Cup, you know, I think he should have a couple, like, I think he's going to be crucial, like, in the last two group stage matches, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
depending on how we do it.
He's an experienced player,
yeah, definitely.
Used to scoring big time goals, so
yeah, he's a clutch player, so I think he should definitely go, and yeah, I think he is gonna go. I think Del Piero.
Let's take.
I think it was 50-50 a week ago. I think it's like 80-20 now that he's gonna go.
So I mean, who else are you gonna take?
Cassano,
but
I don't think Donadoni trusts him.
He's not scoring enough goals, and he's kind of a head case.
Yeah, he is a head case, but it's not it's him scoring. He's,
I mean, I would take him. I would take him over Quagliarella.
Yeah, but he's playing. He's setting up goals. He's, you know, pretty much starting the attacks for Sampdoria. He's, you know, he's that spark.
Like, he's, you know, like Johan Cruyff. He was like a wing player. He would set up all the plays. That's what Cassano is to some player. I mean, not to that level, but that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, and I think he could help our team a lot in the media.
He could help a lot because we don't have that creative player.
Yeah, that
right
spark.
Now.
We need that spark.
All
you know?
We have right now is Camoranesi to spark anything.
Or Pirlo.
Pirlo, he makes the long passes, but I mean, like.
No, but he still, you know, he starts. You know,
on the ground, like, split passes and stuff. Like, Camoranesi mostly. I mean, Pirlo's there too.
Yeah, but Pirlo can just open up a defense like that. But we also Cassano, but Pirlo's not more
as
attacking.
Here's what I think. I think that Donadoni should leave Ambrosini at home because we already have enough center midfielders. We have Aquilani, we have De Rossi.
Who says Aquilani's going to go, though?
I think Aquilani's going to go. I mean,
I don't know if he's played, you know, that much in the season to warrant a call-up. I think Ambrosini should go. I think Ambrosini over the season has proved himself more than Aquilani, to be honest.
Either one of them, right? One of them not going.
Disregard that.
No, but I'm trying to get to a point here.
Okay.
Not getting to. I think we need to take another winger because I don't see Perotta playing as a left midfielder. He's not the type of winger that we need.
We have Simeone.
We already have the right covered. I think we should take Giovinco or Rosina.
He's not a one-position player. He plays anywhere on the field you want. He's versatile.
He had a great game in the semifinals against Rangers. I mean, no, but seriously.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, Giovinco or Rosina. I think that one of the two should go.
But they're both not going to go.
They're both not going to go, but what I'm saying is they should.
Yeah, we can use a player like that. Yeah. But looking at this guy, you know, Donadoni, he's not going to take him.
Yeah, probably not. But here, why don't...
Well, we have De Rossi, Gattuso, Pirlo. De Rossi's also huge, I think.
De Rossi's huge, but have you noticed De Rossi's been playing more of a defensive mid than when he was when Lippi started him out?
Yeah, Lippi started him out.
If you remember, he scored two goals in his first two
games. I think he should be in the middle, not defensive mid, not attacking mid. I think he should be like center, like original solid center mid, you know?
But the problem is that Donadoni isn't open to other formations.
Yeah, well...
He's set on his 4-3-3 formation. A great coach picks the 11 best players he has and picks a formation for that.
He should.
Donadoni's not a great coach. He's an average coach, so he picks a formation and fits players into that.
Looking at this team, he should go with the, you know, I think he should go with the Christmas tree formation just because of Tony.
I don't like the Christmas, well, I like the 4-2-3-1 formation. I don't like the Christmas tree with, like, the 4-3-2-1.
But
like
you have too much talent in the midfield to...
Well, the great thing about it is if you take Cassano and Del Piero, you have players that can play as an attacking mid in that Christmas tree formation or the 4-2-3-1 that Trapattoni used to use.
Well, there's actually, it's kind of a weird formation. It's actually it's a Christmas tree formation defending, but a 4-2-3-1, like you say, attacking, you know what I mean? There's that one player that you need.
Well, the formation he has right now is like a 4-5-1 defending. He has Di Natale and Camoranesi coming back and defending as well.
Yeah, well, not as much, because in the Scotland game and in the Spain game and the Portugal game, they were pretty much attacking mids, no?
Well, what I'd like to see is like a 4-2-3-1 with Pirlo and De Rossi is in the center mid position, and then you have Camoranesi on the right, you have either Cassano or Di Natale on the left, you have Del Piero as a trequartista, and you have Tony at the top. And then,
when
you defend, you have Camoranesi dropping back to a 4-3-3.
Because
Camoranesi has been playing center mid for Juve this season, and he's played in that 4-3-3 kind of formation as well.
But with Pirlo and De Rossi, yeah, defensive mid, but Pirlo is not going to help the defense out as much. I mean, he's all right at defending, but it's not going to help out as much. And I think if you bring in Gattuso there, he'll help out the defense a lot, especially seeing as we have probably Cannavaro and Materazzi starting in the center defense.
I really don't think Materazzi is our best choice right now.
But I think Donadoni is probably going to start it that way.
Yeah, he's probably the more experienced one, but I would really want Nesta back.
Did you see Nesta against Inter?
Tackle against Suazo was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, wow. He would be so...
And then we have a dilemma in the right back and left back situation. We don't know who to start.
We have a well of talent there. That's, you know, but that's a good headache to have.
It's all right, but I mean, Donadoni has a preference for.
You picture Donadoni in your head. You started laughing. Me too. yeah, but either way you go, I think we're pretty good. Like with the attackers, either way you go, I think we're gonna be good.
Yeah.
Just depends on what kind of formation you're going to put, which I'm in favor of the Christmas tree formations, because in big games, tight games, you're going to want the Christmas tree formation to...
It's too flat for me. I mean, it's not flat, but you don't have the wingers to push up. And if you have a 4-2-3-1, you have wide players as well. It's basically the same formation, except that the midfield is inverted.
I know what you're saying, but it's just... Your number one worry should be defense and then attack.
Alright, but I think that where's the biggest headache you think forwards, basically?
Yeah, forwards, because instead of midfield we only have a few select players, Gattuso, Pirlo, De Rossi, as starting Perotta, he's probably gonna
Camoranesi.
I don't see the problem in copying Lippi, to be honest.
I don't see it either. I mean, you got it right. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Why fix something that's not broke?
Broke back mountain, never mind.
That didn't go well together.
No, it did, actually. I mean, I really would think Jovinko would be a good addition to the team.
Not a young player like that.
I don't know.
Because you gotta think about seniority too. There's people that I think should be there that, you know, old player, like older players more experienced that should be there instead of Jovinko. Let him get his experience in another few years. Maybe 2010 for sure, 12 Euro Cup. Give him his time. Let him mature a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Forwards, So six forwards go. So
Tony Di Natale for sure. Di Natale, even though you don't hear, I don't hear him as much, but he's got 17 goals in the season.
Yeah, he's only one goal off Del Piero.
He's solid. I think he should be starting. I mean, because he's basically the crucial point for qualifying.
I think
without
he should
him,
start. I don't think Del Piero gets an automatic starting position.
Yeah.
I think that in the friendlies we'll see how Di Natale does. And then we'll see how Del Piero does. I really
we can get another couple friendlies because he's not.
We have one more. I think we have a friendly
Belgium.
Against Romania.
Belgium. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Belgium.
Well, it doesn't tell us. Basically, what I think is Di Natale should start, but we should give Del Piero a chance to see how he plays. I really think he plays well playing off of a forward like.
Yeah. Well,
Tony
I mean, you once the season ends, you're gonna see that. They're gonna have like 2-3 weeks to train together. So, he's gonna see what he's gonna need, and you know what works well together. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. What else? You think Quagliarella is gonna go? I think so.
I mean, he scored a sick goal last week, so that pretty much cemented his spot in the Euro squad.
Yeah. Cassano.
Cassano should go, but. If Donadoni decides not to take him because he's a bit of a basket case and he's not mentally stable, I would agree with him. Like either way, I'd agree with him.
I think the major thing is between Iaquinta and Cassano. Iaquinta is coming off injury right now. We'll see how he does in the next two games. But basically, you have six spots: Luca Toni, Di Natale, Quagliarella, Del Piero, Inzaghi, and then you have one extra spot between Cassano and. Iaquinta.
Well, yeah, I don't think Iaquinta's gonna go. I mean,
it depends because he's been close.
I would take Quadella to be honest, and I think that leave a little bit more space for Iaquinta and Gila.
Oh, we played Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium.
30th of May
yeah.
in Florence.
So pretty soon. So I think
they might add one more friendly though.
They usually do. If you take out Quadella, if you take out Quadella, you have. I think you should really consider taking either Iaquinta or Gila.
I don't know about Gila, dude. Honestly, he hasn't been playing.
But he's got that talent.
Yeah,
you
I know
he's
got the talent, but he hasn't been showing it. There's one thing to have the talent, but when you're not in form.
But if you take him, be safe. Who else are you going to take?
Cassano, Iaquinta?
Iaquinta's
been on form when he hasn't been injured. He's only been injured for like two
weeks.
Yeah,
but Iaquinta and Gila have played the same amount, and they've been both fit. Other than the past, 2 weeks, a month?
They haven't played the same amount. I mean, let's look at the stats right now.
I know Gila has 8 goals.
He has 8 goals?
Yeah.
Alright, let's look at it. I think they have the same amount of goals. Iaquinta with 8 goals.
Yeah.
Gila with...
7. Sorry, 7.
Goals.
But Iaquinta has a... I think Iaquinta had a penalty.
Yeah, he did have a penalty,
yeah.
But...
So... I think Iaquinta has.
But Iaquinta gives you that versatility. Iaquinta, he can play a wide player just like he did in the World Cup as well. Gila can't do that.
Yeah, but you know, either way, I think they're both good players. I think either way, you know, you can't go wrong with either one of them. I think Gila, when he's with the national team, is a different player.
I don't know. He played really well in that one friendly we had. I think it was against South Africa. But
yeah,
other than that, he hasn't been playing much for Milan, so he hasn't been able to show what he can do, and he's not fit to play. And we'll see what happens with Iaquinta, but... I mean, I think Iaquinta might go, just in case that I don't know if Donadoni wants to take a chance on Cassano, even though I think he should.
Well, even if he does decide not to, because of the mental stability, I mean, I wouldn't disagree.
Well, this is amazing. Look at this. Iaquinta has 20... He's played 24 games, 9 starts, and 8 goals. And a lot of those being clutch goals against... one of them was against Roma, Napoli, Fiorentina, Udinese.
But Gila hasn't got his chance this year.
That's what I'm saying,
no
though.
Confidence.
If a player isn't given his chance, he can't show what he can do, so I don't think Donadoni
is... We know what Gila can do.
We know what Iaquinta can do. You see what I'm saying?
You're
making the same argument that I can make for the same for another person.
But I think when it comes down to...
Gilardino has played 30 games, started 20 of them, and made 7 goals.
Yeah, but there's no confidence in the guy. I just think the guy's a talent to have, and I think in top form, Gila's a lot better player than...
Well, just look at the stats. He's played 30 games.
I know,
that's more games. He started 20 of them, which...
No, I see the stats, but I'm saying...
I understand you like the player and I like him too. Okay, look, I'm just saying right now his confidence is shot, his form isn't that good, So I don't see.
But I think Donadoni, if he calls him up, he can be the man to restore confidence in him. And in top form, I think Giladino is a much better player than Aquinta.
I don't know about that.
Much better goal scorer as well.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
In top form, Gila's a better player than Aquinta and a better goal scorer. Hands down.
Aquinta's a more versatile player, in my opinion. We'll see what happens with the call-ups.
With their strikers, you know?
Aquinta could. I told you, he's a more versatile player. Anyways,
I know, but if you're
gonna... We'll just leave the headache to Donadoni, not to ourselves or the listeners.
Well, if it's up to Donadoni, I don't think Donadoni is going to call either of those players up.
I think he has a choice between Iaquinta and Cassano that he needs to make. And
well, he's got six forwards. He's got six forwards. Tony, Di Natale, he's probably going to call up
Quagliarella,
Del Piero, Inzaghi.
That leaves one more spot open for Iaquinta or Cassano. I don't really see Giladino in that race.
And don't forget that he likes Borriello as well.
Oh yeah, Borriello. Wow, we were forgetting about Borriello.
Yeah, but I don't think he should get called up at all. He's never played for the national team.
I don't know. I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's an okay player.
I mean, Geno was only real good striker, so
that's another argument someone can make. If you're gonna take Gila, then why would you not take Borriello? He's been doing better than he is.
Yeah, but look at where Borriello plays and look at where Gila plays. And look at the competition.
And look at the people that are there to service Borriello and the people that are serviced for Gilardino.
For Borriello, he's the only, like, real striker on the team.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at the team around him. You know, you have to have the service. I understand what you're saying, but it goes both ways. But let's put that aside for now. I don't know...
Euro starts in about a month. Can't wait for that. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I mean, if anyone knows when the call-ups are, I don't really know. I think it's usually
by mid-May he should be calling out.
Mid-May?
Yeah.
So I think probably after the last day.
Yeah, maybe a week after the season ends he'll make his call-ups. Because what else, how else is he going
to
decide?
Yeah, he needs to watch at least all the games. Let's just do our preview for week 37. Big game, Inter-Siena.
What I want to see is a draw. And there's about a 10% chance that might happen, but in all honesty, I think Inter's got it.
Yeah, I think Inter's going to win the
Scudetto.
1-0 or 2-1.
Off of Cruz's shoulder goal.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Fiorentina-Parma.
I think Parma is a good team, and they need the points, and I think they're going to get a draw.
You think so?
Yeah, it's at Fiorentina, so.
It is at Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Parma at 34 points. Catania is playing.
With the window, Parma could pretty much.
Well, Catania's playing Juventus. That depends on what kind of Juventus shows up.
Yeah, and Catania has actually been pretty good against the top four.
Yeah, but you just said, well, Walter Zeng is going to take them to shit, and then you said they're doing pretty well.
No, I'm just saying this season they've done well against the top four, but I don't see them getting a point.
I don't see it happening, yeah. I think Juve wins.
Zenga is an idiot.
What's your prediction for Fiorentina Parma?
A draw.
Draw? What's the score?
Let's put it at 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah.
I think Fiorentina...
And they don't have Mutu.
I'm going to put Fiorentina 1-0.
Okay.
Genoa-Lazio. Let's see where they both are on the table.
Well, Genoa's safe. They both have nothing to play for.
Where does UEFA Cup spot end?
It's 5th and 6th.
5th and 6th? Yeah. No, I think it's 7th,
no.
too.
No.
You sure?
Well, 7th, it depends on who
so
the
seventh,
final
seventh,
of
no,
Coppa
no, 7th no, goes to Inter Toto Cup, and then through that they can go to UEFA
Cup. Yeah. Or it depends on who's in the Coppa Italia final.
Which is going to be Lazio. Oh, no, it could be Lazio or... Well, I mean, just saying whoever's not in the Champions League.
Yeah,
it's going to be Lazio or Catania.
It depends on who goes to the Coppa Italia final, so we'll see.
I doubt Catania. Oh, yeah, we actually got Coppa Italia, too. We'll give our predictions for that, too.
I think we did last week or the week before that.
No, that was for last, the new Lazio. Genoa, Lazio.
They both have nothing to play for, and Lazio just sucks, so I'm going to go Genoa.
I'm going to go with Lazio. No, Lazio, yeah, you're right. Lazio has less to play for because they have Coppa Italia coming up. I'm going to go with the draw, actually. 1-1. I don't think Genoa is that good.
But, I mean, this is their first season back, and they didn't play 2-1,
either way. It doesn't really make that big a difference.
The coach is really good, Gasparini, pretty good coach.
Juventus, Catania.
I say 2-0.
2-0. Yeah, 2-0, 2-1.
Didn't you predict a 5-1 win for Juve over Siena?
I thought Juve would actually play. By the way, I thought that goal that Kharja scored, I already said it was a dangerous play.
Livorno-Torino, both
pretty big game,
two,
actually.
Two bad teams in bad positions can't get any better than that. I choose not to predict this game.
You're a bitch. Torino's safe. They're not safe, but...
Because look, 34, they're 3 points away from the relegation table with 2 games to go, so it's coming down to the wire.
Well, Torino's not safe. Yeah, they're not safe. But
Livorno needs a win.
Livorno's going for Catania or Regina's spot, so...
But they need a win to stay in Serie A.
If they lose, they're done.
Even if they draw, I think they're done.
I think Torino's gonna draw 1-1.
Yeah. Still
with a few red cards in there.
Yeah.
Napoli-Milan. Napoli playing for San Paolo. This is huge game.
I still think, you know, Milan is still on a high after beating Inter, and, you know, they've actually been... I think they've done 4 wins or 5 wins on the trot. So, and I think that they're gonna,
cause you know, Napoli hasn't been playing well as of late, and I think they're gonna beat Napoli.
I'm gonna go with a draw. I'm gonna go with a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw.
No, I think Milan's been playing, you know, pretty well.
They've been playing well, but this is São Paulo. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, but I think they're gonna win. They're gonna win 2-0 pretty comfortably.
2-0 pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the next game. I just want to check something out real quick, but let's look at the next game. Palermo-Sampdoria.
Samp is going to win, I think.
Samp? Well, who's
Because they're fighting for UEFA.
They're fighting for UEFA Cup. No, Palermo's not.
And there's still a small hope for Sampdoria making Champions League, but I think Samp is going to win.
Very small.
What would you like to know?
I wanted to know the head-to-head between Fiorentina and Milan.
Oh, it was 1-1 and then 1-0. Milan won. Remember
Milan
Pato?
Won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super Bowl Sunday they played, remember? Pato scored a 1-0 goal, and then he hurt his ankle.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. So 1-0.
So head-to-head would be... Milan.
I just wanted to see if they tie up on points.
Yeah.
And
it was 1-1 at the San Siro, remember? Santana had that crazy cross to Mutu and he scored. And Kaká for penalty, he scored.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Palermo-Sampdoria.
Samp, like I said.
Samp. I'm going to say draw 1-1.
Okay. Let's see. Regina-Empoli. That's also a huge game for relegation.
Yeah, it is.
Empoli, second.
Empoli beats Regina. They go on 36.
Yeah.
I should have saved that thing to see the head-to-head between Regina and Empoli.
I don't think anybody other than Regina Empoli fans care, but still, I think look at Serie A, and I think it's the most exciting league in the world, because Scudetto's race is still on, Champions League race is really tight, and you got the relegation battles, like, you know, so close. I don't think anybody else can beat the excitement of Serie A.
No, really, I think it's pretty good. I mean, it just depends on the person.
I didn't say the best skill tactic wise, but the most exciting.
I think tactic wise it is the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Skills, I don't know, because I think technically Spain is good, but entertaining English is entertaining. It just depends on what you prefer, I think. Really.
English is entertaining. That's a first.
It's not bad. I mean, I like Serie A more, but I mean, there's people that can make that argument. I just want to see. Empoli Regina, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're playing next week,
and then Empoli Regina. It was 1-1.
Yeah.
So if Empoli does beat Regina, and they go tied on points, and then let's say they both draw or tie the last game, and they're tied on the thing, so Empoli whoever wins that game would go through. Wait, no, actually, if Regina wins, they're clear.
Yeah.
So if Empoli wins, Empoli would go stay in Serie A.
Well, no, because there's still...
No, I mean, if they're tied on points...
Oh, yeah.
Empoli's in the fourth position with Regina.
Yeah, I know. If they're tied on points head-to-head...
Head-to-head, they would go through, Roma-Atalanta.
Roma?
Roma, yeah. 2-0, 3-0.
Yeah.
They're going for the Scudetto, and we'll see what happens.
Udinese-Cagliari draw written all over it, I think.
I think...
Cagliari's been playing pretty well.
Where's Cagliari at?
They're safe, pretty much.
38?
Yeah.
Not quite there. A draw would make them safe.
Yeah.
A draw would make them safe. So I say, probably 1-1. What else? Coppa Italia?
Well, you know,
second
I...
Second leg this week? Playing at the Olimpico.
I don't see a lot of excitement surrounding the Coppa Italia, but...
I think
Lazio's going to beat Inter.
I think so, too.
because Inter's, I think Inter's been getting really worried about the Scudetto 2 games to go.
Yeah, I think they're going to drop it.
Yeah, and so I think Lazio's going to go through. I think Roma's going to beat Catania. You're going to have a Roma derby in the Coppa Italia final.
Fair too. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. That's about it for this week. Hope you guys...
So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the rants. I'm sorry. We totally forgot about the rants.
It's a rant.
All right, you want to go on yours first? I went on mine last
week. Yeah, you go first.
I went on mine
first. I still got to think what I got to say, so.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
I think I already went on my rant, and it's basically the same point that I think we need a winger on the Azzurri. I think Giovinco has been playing really well, and it'd be a good player to take and for him to get experience, either him or Rosina, but Giovinco's been on form lately.
Okay, that was about 10 seconds. Good job. All right, my turn. All right, this is my rant. Let's get the timer started, and let's go. I have a minute to say what I feel about the whole world, about what's going on, about what I think is best for the world of soccer. And this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that people should be respecting Inzaghi, first of all. He's earned the respect of millions and millions of people all over the world. It's time that that you fess up and, like, admire the guy. He's 35 years old, and he's still, like, scoring goals on top defenses all over the world. And he's just a great player overall, alright? So, that was my first point, alright? My second point is that, how is Inter in first place this season? It's ridiculous, man. They've gotten lucky. They've scratched wins. That's ridiculous. So I think that's my rant. Come on, you can't. All right. I think this Scudetto this year is you know, it's not worth regarding as a Scudetto, really. It's not worth counting in the record books. So I mean, next season is going to be a good race, you know. Milan's going to get a few players. Juve's going to be back in at Roma, and I think Inter's going to not even make Champions League next season, or be fighting for that fourth spot like they're used to. I think next season all will be good with the world again. Everything's going to go back to normal, and Inter's going to be the third place team that they know they're good at being. And I think it's going to be Milan and Juve for now for the Scudetto. And I think Milan, with the quality that they're going to get this summer, they're going to win the Scudetto and hopefully get far in the Champions League.
Now that you've given me a few seconds to think about my rant, I just wanted to say I'm excited for next year, but I'm also kind of worried about Juve. I'm a little pessimistic. So far, they haven't shown any promise in the transfer market. I mean, well, I get it. Yeah, it hasn't even started yet, but still, any promise. I mean, they got Sissoko, but still, it's going to be really hard, and especially when you add European play, it's going to be a lot more difficult. You need the depth to play in all three competitions, which Juve were lucky enough to only be in basically one competition. They went out of Coppa Italia pretty early, so they were able to focus on only one competition. But next year is going to be a whole new ball game, so we'll see what happens with that. Just said ball game.
And Euros coming up, man. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited for Euros.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, guys, send us those damn emails, all right?
Do it on me, Vince. Emails at imontestantosports at...
Yeah, no. Tuto.calcio@yahoo.com. Send us questions, your points, disagree with us, anything. Agree with us if you can't do that.
Check out the podcast page. Leave us comments. You can leave us shout-outs on the podcast page. And listen.
Shout-out to Phil Rigotti.
Listen. You guys got to listen to our show. Otherwise, there's nothing for us to do. But if you listen and you like, then keep coming back, you know, because we like you too.
And help spread the word. Also, if you have a MySpace, add us on MySpace. Add us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/TuttoCalcio. So that being said, have a good week, guys, and we'll talk to you or whatever next week.
And yeah, we just like I said, we honor and we thank for everybody that's been showing the love and support that we've been giving to us. And you know, we'll see you next week. Forza Milan.